You're listening to Heart Song on KDNK. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, and Heart Song is a poetic experiment with anthro-apologetic tendencies. Last month, I shared an introduction to my journey into Wal Mapu, ancestral territory of the Mapuche Nation in southern South America. Wal Mapu was officially recognized as an independent nation in 1641, after successfully defeating the Spanish Empire. A peace treaty was signed with the conditions that the border be determined by the Biobío River in modern-day Chile, that no party cross that river with weapons of war, and that the nations be allied for mutual defense. Then, for more than 200 years, relative peace and considerable freedom reigned in Wal Mapu, as an independent nation, comprised of hundreds of sovereign communities in a vast, resource-rich territory that included several ethnicities. According to historic documents, Wal Mapu extended from the Pacific to Atlantic Ocean, and included much of what is today considered Chile and Argentina. Evidence of this grand territory persists in that many mountains, lakes, cities, and rivers retain to this day their Mapuche names. The common language of commerce and diplomacy for Wal Mapu was Mapuzugun, translating literally as words of the earth. The Mapuche, people of the earth, adapted to coexist with their Spanish neighbors, enjoying trade and embracing new technologies and ideas while maintaining their customs, traditions, spirituality, and decentralized style of governance. Beginning in 1861, the newly formed republics of Chile and Argentina carried out parallel military campaigns, aggressively diminishing native populations while uniting their borders along the continental divide. Despite overtly racist and Eurocentric efforts to exterminate the Mapuche, this earth-based culture remains intact and continues to fight for their autonomy and lifestyle, which contrasts deeply with the exploitative nature of capitalist politics. For the Mapuche, all things are in relation, and reciprocity is fundamental. One cannot receive without also giving. The rivers are living entities deserving of their freedom, and the native forests are a temple, the pharmacy, university, a place of play, source of tool, and all else. My journey to learn more about the culture and present conflict between the Mapuche and Chilean and Argentinian states has led me to El Bolsón, a delightful and strange town south of Bariloche in Argentina, the northern gateway to Patagonia. El Bolsón is a place of artisans, surrounded by glaciers and Andean rainforest, and is also home to Argentina's National Clown Festival. In 2017, El Bolsón was ground zero for the social unrest following the disappearance of Santiago Maldonado, a young traveler, tattoo artist, and self-proclaimed anarchist who had been protesting with a group of Mapuche attempting to recover land owned by Luciano Bennington, Italian heir of the global fashion brand United Colors of Benetton. After 77 days of turmoil, including violent court-ordered raids on Mapuche communities, Santiago's body reappeared upstream from the site of this clash. The official story is that Santiago drowned. After all, he could not swim. Even so, the event continues to have deep repercussions in Argentine society. El Bolsón's local community radio, FM Alas, was in the eye of that storm, relaying first-hand information during those tense months. In February of 2019, I had the honor of delivering a retired piece of equipment from KDNK's news production studio to FAMA Alas to help with their rebuild.
This community radio has a special story, or something like that.
The station was in a very different condition than when I first arrived to El Bolsón in 2016. Back then, community radio FAMA Alas was located near the center of El Bolsón and frequently hosted social events including movie screenings, concerts, and forums. It was the undeniably positive impact that FAMA Alas had on their community as a place of gathering and source of sharing that inspired me to get involved with community radio KDNK.
Okay, rally.
Okay. Hi, my name is Guido. Guido Auxello.
Guido, an enthusiastic volunteer for Radio FAMA Alas, was raised in El Bolsón.
Radio Alas has been around for 30 years. What do you remember growing up about Radio Alas, and how did you first become involved?
Well, Radio Alas was born the same year as me, 1987. So all the memories I have are with the radio in town, you know? Mm-hmm. But ever since I was a kid, you know, 12, 11, 13, I already went there to see rock shows or things like that.
And when you were growing up, was it in the previous building?
The radio has had like 4 houses.
Oh, wow.
Or something like that. Maybe more, maybe 5. And then he spent 20 or 20 so years in the same place. That is the place where it was until a year ago, mm-hmm. from which we had to move. So in all my memories, the radio was in that place, you know.
Guido explained that FAMA Alas was among the first community radios to be established in Argentina.
It was illegal for many, many, many years until in 1998. The government came to shut it down, but the people resisted. You know, they wanted to take out the equipment, but, well, people stood in front of the radio, and actually someone with a knife, like, cut the wheels.
Wow, to defend the radio.
Yeah. And, well, anyway, they did take the equipment anyway, but it was replaced, and that gave like a lot of power to the station, because the problem was known national wise, something mm-hmm. like that. And well, you know Galeano, the cultural center's name is mm-hmm. because the writer came here in 1988 to support the radio.
Wow.
Yeah, and well, the radio had been there, a beautiful place, a beautiful old house near the center of a city. Mm-hmm. So it was always a place where you can meet people, things like that.
So what happened? Why did
For the last 5 years, the owner of the house that we were renting wanted to sell it. Mm-hmm. He wasn't sure, but he kind of told us that he wanted to sell. You know, it was his grandmother's old house. He doesn't live here anymore. He lives in Buenos Aires. He needed money and whatever. But it was very expensive, you know? And well, we had an arrangement for a few years, but finally, like 2 or 3 years ago, he asked us to whether make an offer or get away. So we had to gather like $3,000, you know, to buy that thing.
$3,000?
$3,000, yes.
30 or 3?
$300,000. Okay. Sorry.
$3,000? Wow.
$300,000. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Which, I don't know for you guys in the States, but here is like, whoa.
It's a lot more than $3,000.
Yeah. And well, we did a campaign to get that money, and we gather around I don't know, some 50 or 80,000, mm-hmm. something like that. So we had to move. That was a year and a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And, well, we bought a place, an empty piece of property, like 12 blocks from where we were before. Mm-hmm. It's not so far, but, you know, as El Bolsón is a small city, and we were, like, in the middle. Yeah. Now it's kind of away. Mm-hmm. But, well, yes, we did. We bought this place. We had to shut down the radio for, like, 8 months because we didn't have much money left. So we gathered some things, like, I don't know how you call this.
Material.
Yeah, well, material that has...
Scrap material.
Had been used before. And we kind of built a small house, very, very small, from where we transmit now.
FM Alas 89.1
es la radio comunitaria.
Desde su nuevo nido, en 25 de mayo, 654. 4493-150.
154-80-2315.
Echamos raíces.
So now we had to stop transmitting for 8 months, then we came back in this new place that, well, it's not finished yet. We need to have the Zoom back, the place where you can make concerts, cine, shows. The Zoom, what we talk about, the community space, was the main income source, you know, that we had. But we own the place.
And all the people who are doing the programming now and helped with the construction, everybody's a volunteer right now.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody's a volunteer. It's not very well organized, but whoever comes and says, hey, I want to help in the radio, okay, what do you want to or can do? Maybe you can put music, okay? Go ahead, take a schedule. I don't know, a few hours. Yeah, I don't know how it is in the States, but in recent history here in Argentina, the last 30 years, communication has been monopolized by one big power since the last dictatorship. And the idea of the radio was to give voice to the people, you know, as poetic as it may sound. And here in El Bolsón, we have had some conflict for quite a few years now because of multimillionaire people that are buying land here, you know? For example, yeah, Benetton is the owner of the clothing, Benetton, an Italian guy, yeah, multimillionaire. He owns 1 million hectares.
Benetton's 900,000 hectares in Patagonia equates to more than 2.2 million acres. Guido went on to explain how Benetton acquired that vast swath of land in 1991.
Here in Argentina, we had a country that was half the size as it is right now. The south of the country was controlled by the Native Americans, you know, until 1878, when Argentina decided to invade these lands, killing everyone, making concentration camps. And when that happened, when the government did that, they used help from the British people, which gave them weapons, and they built the railroads here. And in exchange, Argentina state gave those English people land. South English Land Company or something like that had those lands for almost 100 years, until they had to change the name of the properties in 1982 because of the war with England to hide themselves. And after that, they sold the land to a company that was in the stock market or something like that, and then Benetton bought it. Mm-hmm. You know, that was 25 years ago, something like that.
And that's now property that's being occupied, some of it, by Mapuche.
A very, 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 very small portion of it is being occupied by some Mapuches. It was occupied before, not the same place, there was another occupation like 15 years ago that was successful. You know, Benetton had to give them the lands. It was much more peaceful than the one that is going on right now.
You're listening to Heart Song on KDNK. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, broadcasting an interview captured in El Bolson in February of 2019 with Guido, a volunteer for Radio FM Alas. I had the honor of delivering an audio console that KDNK retired to FM Alas in El Bolson's community for over 30 years. Guido has just explained how Luciano Benetton, Italian heir of the global fashion brand United Colors of Benetton, acquired 2.2 million acres in Patagonia in 1991, purchasing land that was rewarded to a British firm after their financing of Argentina's desert conquest, a military campaign akin to the U.S.'s expansion west, murdering and displacing native populations to double Argentina's territory.
The lands that Benetton owns also are not very well marked, you know, because they were marked in the 1890s or something like that, so it's not very accurate. For that reason, the guys that are occupying that some place are the Mapuches community that are occupying territory, are doing that on those places where the lines are not very clear. And the thing is that Benetton doesn't want to give any territory back. You know, it was a great loss for him when he gave back a little bit of territory for the Vuelta del Río community. And he doesn't want that to become like something people can hold as an argument. Like, the government gave back some land to be owned in community. And so there have been many conflicts since 2015. Many times when people are in those type of situations, they come to the radio. You know, we don't have to look after them because for them to come or to call them or whatever. People know that when they have some sort of conflict with the law or lands or something like that, that they don't feel, you know, covered by the state or whatever, they come here to make it known. So that's what happened for a few years until that situation got harder, more difficult, because the state, well, there was a change in the government in the middle, in the end of 2015, a new government that is less India friendly, I say.
Less sympathetic.
So they oppressed them a few times, and they incarcerated their leader. And well, that has become a fight, you know, to get him out of there. And well, in 2017, they were protesting for that reason, you know, the fact that he's in jail. And a guy that wasn't Mapuche, Santiago Maldonado, was also there supporting the Mapuches. And well, the Argentinian policemen oppressed the manifestation. Mm-hmm. And well, Santiago Maldonado disappeared for 3 months until he was found drowned in the river. A river which had been searched before, you know, in a place where they had searched like 5 times before. That's where they found his body. And we still don't have any certain about what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, and that became a national issue, very important. And we were in the eye of the storm back then, you know, because we had all the information firsthand. So a lot of national media took attention, or pay attention to us, you know. So we were able, in that case, to make a difference. When Santiago Maldonado went missing, you know, and we were here, and we had all the information firsthand, and I actually saw what the media did, you know, because this great newspaper and television media started saying that Santiago Maldonado was a terrorist and that he had never been there and that he was with the FARC in Colombia and things like that and all kinds of things, you know. The most sell newspaper here in Argentina once took a picture from Galeano, a party in Galeano that had happened a few years ago, saying that it was recent. Mm-hmm. And in that picture, there was a guy that looked like Santiago Maldonado. So the the newspaper said that that party had happened last week, that it was in Radio Alice, that wasn't, mm-hmm. and that that guy was Santiago Maldonado. And it shook me that they can made out things so easily, you know, and as the country is so big and, you know, people from Buenos Aires or from Salta won't find out about, and well, when that happened, we had to fight, you know, to get the truth out, because they were saying that Santiago Maldonado had been last week on our radio, and it wasn't a radio, the picture wasn't from last week, he wasn't Santiago Maldonado, Santiago Maldonado was drowned in the river, we don't know how, and well, media did a lot of things in order to get away the investigation from where it should be. Mm-hmm. You know, and that made us realize how important it is for common people to have a voice, you know. And that's what we have always said the last 30 years, but it's hard to make it happen sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. To remember that that's the goal, you know, that it, to make everyone have a voice. That a voice that's listened somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm. The audio console donated by Katie and Kay was well received.
Every time we have to make an outside radio, mm-hmm. do you do that?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, we go to a plaza or whatever.
A remote broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever we have to do that, we have to take like a huge thing. And it's always a big issue, you know, because, okay, are we going to do a live broadcast from somewhere? Okay, we don't know, because we have to take the big console, and this will be very helpful for us in order to make those events, and it will be very easy.
Vámonos pa'l Percy, Miguel. Vamos, vamos. Eso.
If you're interested in listening to Radio Alas, you can check them out online at fmalas.org.ar.
Quiero cantarte arroyo que bajas mi cordillera. Quiero cantarte arroyo que bajas mi cordillera. ¿Dónde están tus nacimientos? Y llueve en la primavera. Mediodía de calores, cuando la chicharra canta, yo bajaré hasta mi arroyo para refrescar la garganta. Yo bajaré hasta mi arroyo para refrescar la garganta. Qué alto es el cerro La Torta, los cerros de los huemules, las sierras de Mayín Grande, por donde vengo bajando. Vengo bajando y pensando, parece encontrarlo a cloro. Qué triste que están los cerros, porque se han robado el oro. Qué triste que están los cerros, porque se ha ido Don Cloro.
FM Alas, 89.1. 31 años en los aires de la comarca. Radio Comunitaria.
Radio Comunitaria.
Radio Comunitaria.
Radio Comunitaria. Radio Comunitaria.
The same day that I interviewed Guido, another volunteer at the station asked if I was receiving and achieving all that I had hoped. I then confessed my deep interest in learning from a Mapuche community. Kyo, in addition to gifting me music for Katie and Kay's library, told me about the Mapuche Wechafe, Moira Michan, and her impending court appointment. He provided the details for arriving to her community, Pishan Mahuisa. From another city, I caught an early morning bus that circulates only 3 times a week. After winding many hours along dirt roads in the countryside, I was left beside a bridge, and the driver indicated the direction to walk. 15 minutes later, I arrived to the heart of a valley that Moira fights to protect. Should the Elena Dam project be realized, 27,000 acres of forest, including native old growth, and Moira's community would be drowned, and the Karen Leo Fu, a vibrant, healthy river, would be strangled to provide energy for mining in the nearby hills. Moira explains that the fundamental question in Mapuche spirituality is not who or what created us, but how do I relate with all that is within creation. My name is Raleigh Burley. Thank you for tuning in to Heart Song on KDNK. The first episode of this series, introducing my recent travels to Walmapu, is online at kdnk.org. In the next episode, I will share of my experience accompanying Moira Michan and her family to Comodoro Rivadavia along Argentina's southeast coast.